This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Thank you to Philippa Maher for the 9 o'clock news, and she'll top us up again with news just ahead of Saturday morning at the football at 10 o'clock. Welcome to Talking Property, thanks to our good mates at Summit Homes. Rob, just a little bit of precipitation out there today.
Oh, great day to be buying real estate. You can check the gutters don't overflow, make sure the roof doesn't leak. Yep.
Yes, okay.
Ideal.
I think you've missed...
Just be the serious ones out today.
I think you've missed the point of what this weather is all about today, the really, really good news. And not the obvious, that the lawns will love it and the gardens will love it. But all the way in, driving in from the Swan Valley, West Swan Road.
Let me guess, there were no cyclists.
Not one. Not one. Not one. My heart bleeds for the... A cafe strip in James Street, Guildford. They'll be out of business today.
They will be. They'll be very quiet there today.
Yeah, very quiet today. So anyway, that's slightly cynical, I guess. Very slightly.
Just slightly, yes. Yes, I think the listeners got that one.
Now, we've got $100 up for grabs today, and that's made possible by summitprojects.com.au. They're a division, of course, of Summit Homes. And I'm delighted to say that Quinton Lau joins us from Summit Homes, Summit Projects. How are you, Quinton?
Good, good, Harvey. Good morning.
And thank you, because it was a bit of a last minute. We just had a few little communication things, and I rang Quinton. I said, help, what are you doing tomorrow morning? Literally yesterday, didn't I, mate?
Yes, yes.
And you said, I shall be there with bells on.
Hmm.
That's very, very good of you to come in, mate. Now, just give us a bit of a profile. I know you've been on the program before, and we got a lot of calls from you too, or you know, directed to you. What is your area of expertise with Summit Homes?
So Summit Projects is a specialized division within the Summit Homes Group. Our core focus is in multi-unit developments, ranging from the development of a single house on a rear lot to multi-unit developments, your typical triplex, duplex, townhouses, and even apartments.
Mm. Yeah, and a lot of people perhaps still, even though this program tends to promote it a bit, but I guess there are a lot of people out there who've lived in their house, Rob, for many years, dating back 50, 60 years. They've got a nice big block, the traditional quarter-acre block probably, and they're just unaware of what they can do with the obviously very old house that's on the block. And how they can actually maximise the potential of that block.
Well, since they bought it, there's probably been a zoning change. I mean, a lot of zoning changes around Perth in the last 5 years. And, of course, that dramatically changes not just the suburb, but the potential, obviously, of the property and the yield from it. And as we always say in real estate, don't we, Quinton, it's the highest and best use of land.
That's correct. And basically what Summit Projects will look at doing for you is to determine the yield of the property, and we will develop the property not entirely on the maximum yield, but on the optimum yield.
Yeah, that's right, because it can vary a lot, can't it, depending, you know, 4 units, 3 units, 2 units, different prices, different product, different market. And in this market at the moment, a little bit slower, a bit more competitive, you want to make sure that you hit the right market.
That is correct.
Okay, 922-118-882 to talk to Quinton, and, of course, obviously talk to Rob as well on general topics. $100 up for grabs, as I said, for our phone callers today, thanks to summitprojects.com.au. You can, of course, send us an email to harvey@6pr.com.au, and also our text is up and running, 19999677. It hasn't been flooded, so you can flood us with your texts and your emails as well. But most of all, we love people like Helen from South Perth, because they get on the blower. Hello, Helen.
Oh, good morning, Harvey. How are you?
Good, thank you.
And good morning, gentlemen. I have a query on behalf of a friend of mine. She's been renting a unit for 13 years in South Perth, and it just seems that every 2 or 3 years she has to pay a bond again. And so tomorrow I'm going to go with, on Monday, going with her to her property manager, but I wanted to get the facts right before I go, because I thought you just had to upgrade it, or, you know, if the rent goes up, you pay a bit more bond, but she seems to be paying a full bond each time.
That does sound a bit strange. Well, unless the previous bond is refunded to her, she shouldn't be paying another bond, and that wouldn't make sense anyway, would it? No, but you are correct in what you said a minute ago, that if the rent goes up, which is not really the situation in the current market, but if the rent does go up, then the bond can be adjusted, usually is adjusted to reflect that to be the 4 weeks that it normally is. But she shouldn't be paying a whole new bond unless she's taking on new property and new lease.
No, I don't think so. Yeah,
she's been in the same property for 13 years.
What used to happen before, her son used to live there, and now he's married and gone away, and he's always signed the things for her, and then she couldn't understand half of what it said, so she asked me to interpret it, and that's pretty bad too. But I wanted to be sure of the facts, so thank you.
Unless it was a whole new lease, in the sense that maybe that lease was in the son's name, and therefore the bond would have needed to be returned to him, and then the new lease in her name, and then she pays the bond. That might be the reason.
That could be the reason, yes. Well, thank you very much. It's been most helpful.
Good help.
Okie dokie. Thank you very much indeed. Now, be very, very careful out on the roads. No joking about cyclists or anything else. It's just what they were. And you may have noticed this gentleman as you came in.
I did, actually. There's a bit of flooding on the Sedgwick Street southern entry into the freeway. It's a bit jammed up there. It was about half a metre of water.
Yeah, so be very, very careful and don't try to turn your motor vehicle into an army duck.
U-boat commanders today.
No, that's right. Usually doesn't work. Now, there's a tree that's fallen over on the Mitchell Freeway heading north just before Hepburn Avenue in the emergency lane. The right hand of the lane is partially blocked and it's hard to see until you're on top of it. So thank you to Brendan of Thornley who has passed that on. If you see anything else around the place, just give Gemma a call on 922 118 82 and she'll pop you on the air, and we'll sort of help everybody else out today because it's pretty grim out there today. Also, lanes on the freeway north before Caranup are underwater. So just what we were saying, around the Sedgwick Caranup area, be very, very careful. All right, 922 118 82 is the number to call if you'd like to talk general real estate, general property to Rob. That's fine. Quinton's here to talk about developing and maximising the potential of your block. Has there been much reaction? I know it's just a little way down the track now, but to the interest rates situation with the Reserve Bank?
Can't say I've seen much out there in the market. I mean, it certainly helps.
It should be picking up now, you know.
Yeah, look, I think rates are so low anyway. Mm. I don't think that's going to be a stimulus for our market. And, you know, the overall sentiment in the market is the key factor. But it's certainly going to help with affordability. It certainly helps with first home buyers. It makes a big difference to them, every adjustment in the interest rates. And particularly the fact that the banks pretty much passed on the entire reduction, which was great, for owner-occupier rates, which was very good. So I don't know about development so much.
Well, from my perspective, what I've noticed is that obviously as the property prices have retracted in recent months, people have obviously lost equity. With low interest rates, they are looking at ways to rebuild the equity. And I guess if you look at the interest rates, which are generally on investment loans, somewhere around 4 to 5%, the rental yield is about maybe 4 to 4.5%, which in most cases would be able to balance out or to cover the repayments on the loan. So we are getting a bit more mum and dad developers who's got large blocks. They are looking at developing at the back where they could actually regain back equity whilst at the same time generating some form of passive income. Mm.
It's an interesting dynamic in the market because obviously we had this big debate during the week and it's going to continue right through to the election about negative gearing. Obviously that isn't having as much impact in the market, negative gearing, at the moment, because usually your biggest cost as an investor is your interest. So it is enabling people to hold on to property at the moment, to ride out the market in Western Australia. Of course, a different story on the East Coast. The market's been very strong there.
Mm. And it'll probably flow over here. Speaking of negative gearing, we did have one particularly aggrieved person who I'm sure is quite a solid Labor supporter who thought we were highly politically biased last week when we all agreed that we didn't think negative gearing was a good thing. Well, I mean, that's our
opinion. Self-interest. I'm a real estate agent, sell real estate, and promote the real estate industry, so I'm definitely going to support negative gearing.
Yeah, well, you are, but I mean, the point is, it's all right just to say that, but you've got to give some good reasons why, and you did. And
then historically, there was very strong grounds.
Mm. So we're very even-handed, and we're prepared to give both sides an equal go leading up to the election. But we just generally feel that negative gearing is a good thing. and the good outweighs the bad. It's not perfect. It's by no means a perfect system.
But look, it's been, I mean, we've had negative gearing in Australia for 100 years. So it's been here for quite some time. So it's a stable government policy. And I think that's one of the reasons why there's so much debate around it now, is when the government starts to mess with something that is well entrenched, that is well known. And also, interesting thing, of course, is negative gearing doesn't just apply to real estate. That's only one form of investment. Negative gearing applies to all forms of investment.
Okay.
So what they're really doing is they're taking out property investment and having that as a completely different situation. They're not saying negative gearing, my understanding, negative gearing go away on all investments, just on property. So this is where it is quite an issue, I think. Mm.
All right. One for you, Quinton, coming up, I think. Martin of Bateman. G'day, Martin.
Good morning. I want to find out about this interim planning authority that's in the planning books to do with corner blocks.
Well,
right, yes.
Martin, I'm not aware of this. Obviously, Rob, are you aware of this?
Perhaps if we're talking about the discretion of the minister to...
No. This is it's on the books, but the councils don't know about it.
Hmm.
But if you're going to 140 William Street, wherever it is, and they will update you on it. The developers know about it, but the people that are selling the properties don't know about it. And what it is that if a block is 700 square metres, it's rectangular, and it's in the central area, it's subject to an interim planning authority. It has to be a corner block.
It has to be a corner block, and you have to have at least 10 metre frontage for each lot?
No, it has to have two frontages.
Correct, yeah, and they need to be at least 10 metre frontages, and therefore you can then use the minimum lot size. For example, at R20, the minimum lot size at R20 is 350 square metres.
That's correct.
But normally an average of 450.
So, no, it's 350.
350 minimum, but an average...
As long as it's in the central...
Yes, for this particular case, exactly. What I'm saying is that the normal situation is you need an average of 450. For this particular situation where you have a corner block, you have 10-metre street frontage for each lot, then you can actually apply to do a subdivision direct to West Australian Planning Commission for the minimum lot size, which is 350, which is just as you said. So a 700-square-metre corner block in R20, which normally would not have been a duplex block, is a duplex block.
Yeah, but why is it so secret?
Good question. Yes, well, it's a bit, that's right. They don't seem to put out a big bulletin and tell everybody about this. Look, there are a lot of planning rules and a lot of complication to it, and it is a good example, and it has only come up, from what I can see, relatively recently. I saw one in the Doubleview area where I work, and I spoke to the agent there, and he said, I don't know how they got it approved, but they did. So,
Well, it was out last year. I found out about it last August. But you have to have 90 days to apply for it, but it was only been interim, it has to be renewed every year. So
it's only a 12-month, so you need to get on and do it. Well, there you go. See, 6PR, you hear it first out to the public, you hear it here now. But it is a very good point. I'm glad you bring it up. But I have been hearing the same things. And I guess the point is what you do is you go to someone like Summit Projects who know what they're talking about, or a surveyor who's been doing it.
Cottage surveyors, I know.
Cottage Engineering, yes, I've used them. They're a well-known surveying company, and they would be able to put together an application. My understanding is it's not guaranteed. So
you're right. Yeah, it's not. It's got to be within rapid transport.
Yeah, there's a few criteria that are around it. So from an agent's point of view, when you're advertising a block for sale, you can't really say, "Oh, definitely duplex block." You might be able to push it to say potential, but subject to approval.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you
very much indeed, Martin. Your calls 922-118-82 are always welcome. We've got room on the board. Give us a buzz now.
Talking Property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Every Sunday morning on 6PR, we open the door to the House of Wellness.
Cold and flu season is approaching, but do you really have time to get sick? Many of us will want to soldier on and keep going to work. This week on the show, tips on how to cope and get on with life when you're sick this winter. Plus, everything you need to get well, stay well, live well, and look great.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. The House of Wellness, now at the new time of 7 a.m. Sunday on 882 6PR.
Lockdown now in progress at Bayswater Mazda. Lock down and end a financial year deal now at Bayswater Mazda. Like new Mazda 3 with free rego and free stamp duty. Or Mazda BT50 4x2 XT from only $26,990 drive away. Lock down a deal today and receive an end of financial year bonus on selected models. Driving is better with Bayswater Mazda, just 7 minutes from the city. BayswaterMazda.com.au. Deal 25174.
Fancy a cup of cigarette? You coming for a cigarette after work? Did you finish that cigarette I needed by today? When you're trying to quit smoking, the simple things can trigger cravings. Nicorette Quick Mist relieves cravings fast to help keep you on track to becoming smoke-free. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, Nicorette Quick Mist Triple Spray Pack is just $49.99. Nicorette products contain nicotine. Stop smoking aid. Always read the label. Use only as directed. Registered trademark. Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed.
Super Saturday at Harvey Norman. One day only this Saturday, super special store-wide with a huge 5 years interest-free. Amazing offers, epic savings, spectacular deals, stunning prices. Plus, for one day only, a super 5 years interest-free. No deposit, zero interest with monthly payments until May 2021. Approved applicants only. Minimum finance amount $1,500. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Heroic savings store-wide. Don't miss Super Saturday at Harvey Norman.
Right now at Masters. Don't miss 25% off all laminate flooring. That's right, 25% off. A huge range of colours and finishes. A wide variety of widths and lengths. Thicknesses from 7 to 12 mil and prices all 25% off. It's easy to install with a simple drop, lock and click system. And once laid, you can walk on it straight away. At 25% off, floor a room for as little as $8.95 a square metre. So hurry, offer ends Wednesday 25th of May. Only at Masters.
Come to Australia's home of craft, the Craft and Quilt Fair. Shop, learn, make and be inspired. See amazing displays of quilts, embroidery, fantasy fashion, fabric printing and felt making. Discover new ideas in more than 70 hands-on workshops and expert talks daily. And find all the fabrics, paper, thread, beads, tools and gadgets you need to get creating. The Craft and Quilt Fair, on now till Sunday, Perth Convention and Exhibition Centre. Buy tickets now at craftevents.com.au. It's only once a year. Don't miss it.
Don't wait or you may miss the May deals at ABC Blinds Mayhem Sale. With up to 40% off outdoor roller vision and panel blinds. Plus, ABC Blinds beat any offer by 5% guaranteed. Conditions apply.
ABC. Hurry, it's the famous all-day 50% off everything sale at Noni B. Get into the Noni B 50% off everything sale today. You'll find 50% off everything in store across the latest Noni B autumn-winter collection. But only today, in store and online at nonib.com.au. Don't miss out. Take 50% off everything. You won't want to miss this incredible 50% off everything sale, including the Noni B autumn-winter collection. Be early, be quick, be at Noni B today.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
For Summit Homes and for summitprojects.com.au, we've got $100 up for grabs today. And from that division of Summit Homes, Quinton Lau is in the studio today to take all your questions on developing your very valuable block, probably more valuable than you thought it was. Talk to Quinton, he'll sort you out. Catherine of Hamilton Hill, not on that subject, but on another one. G'day, Catherine.
Hi.
Morning. How can we help you, Catherine?
Well, I rent from Access Housing, which is leased off Homes West Government Housing. I live in Hamilton Hill.
Right.
I've lived here for 17 years, and they've not done any of the maintenance. The SES was here this morning because I thought all my things were going to get ruined because the water was coming in through the windows.
And we had some pretty serious weather.
And I was worried about the wires. And they don't care.
That's no good. What? So you're in? No, just a sec, Heather. You're in a Homes West property, correct?
Yeah, but it's leased off Access Housing.
Access Housing. Right. Okay.
Do you have a? Is there a contact number? After hours contact number for somebody there?
Yeah, but I tried it this morning, and I told the SES that and the ABC, and they said, "Well, you'll just have to keep trying them, and we'll get to you as soon as we can."
They may be inundated a bit today, of course.
They came.
Oh, okay.
They came and they tried to fix, but they said all the tiles are broken. why haven't they fixed them? And I said, because they told me that they were...
Have you put that in writing to them?
Sorry, I don't think we can name... we don't know the full...
we don't know the full story.
So there was a name mentioned, and I think it's best that doesn't go to air. So sorry, Catherine. Look, all we can suggest, and it's cold comfort I know, is to keep on Access's wheel and just say, look, you know...
Yes, and certainly put it in writing so it's very clear.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, there's always an obligation of the landlord to make sure that the house is safe and secure for the tenant. And by the sounds of it, if there's a major problem with the roof, then that should be rectified. Mm. You're very right in that. And let's hope that you know, the water doesn't get in and damage your goods.
Yeah, indeed. So we just couldn't let you go through with that one, Catherine, not knowing the situation ourselves. Alan of Cloverdale. G'day, Alan.
G'day. I'm thinking of downsizing, and if I buy into, just say, the units around Burswood.
Yes.
The towers there.
Some of the apartments there, yes.
Yeah, yeah. If I go into one of them, do I have my own power meter? What are my strata fees? Do I have my own water meter?
Yes.
What am I up for?
Yes, yes, and yes to all those questions. You will look. It'll vary slightly between the different complexes. But before you buy a property, the owner through the real estate agent is required to give you the strata disclosure. Now, in that strata disclosure, that will have all of the details in relation to the property, the strata plan, what we call the Form 28, which is a form which makes disclosure on the information. Pertinent to the strata, and on the strata plan, it'll have any amendments to the strata plan that you need to know about. But you'll be advised of what the strata levies are, what your unit entitlement is, so you'll know that, and those new apartments, it really only goes back to some of the old ones in the 70s, doesn't it, Quinton, that they didn't have individual water meters. And sometime electricity as well. Certainly all new apartments, they're all separately metered there for you. So you don't have to worry, Alan. You'll have your own electricity account, gas if gas is there, gas account, obviously telephone, and water separately as well.
What would be the ballpark figure for a two-bedroom unit, just for your strata fees?
Oh, gee, I'm guessing a little bit in there. But I would say you're probably around minimum $500 a quarter. It depends on the size of the unit because it's based on the unit entitlement. Minimum $500 a quarter, probably more like $1,000 a quarter, depending on the services of the particular complex. You've got lifts to run, if it's got a swimming pool, if it's got sporting facilities, if it's got a gym, electric gates, lighting, common area, and so on. So in that sort of range, but you'll be advised of that before you obviously buy the property, and then you can assess that and see whether that's within your budget.
Well, it's given me an idea anyway.
But you talk to the real estate agent, any of the real estate agents that are marketing those properties, they'll be able to give you all that information up front.
Thank you, Alan. To Rockingham. G'day, Gemma.
Hello. Hello there. Hi. I'm just wanting to talk about people who rent properties. There's been such a lot of talk all the time in the newspapers that rents have actually gone down. Now, then I have a townhouse that I'm renting, but it's still stopped the same price. It goes up about every 3 years in price. So I'm just wondering how I would stand. Should it have gone down, or can I ask for it to be reduced?
Yes and yes.
Yes. Well, maybe is the first question, and then yes. Maybe in the sense, well, it depends where your rent was. It could be that your rent 3 years ago was actually well below the market amount, and therefore it's quite reasonable to have it adjusted now up to where the market is at the moment. If you're paying rent and your rent is well above the market rate, okay, you're locked into your lease. But at the expiration of that lease, when that lease finishes, you then negotiate a new lease or you release the property. You can then absolutely ask for a rent reduction. And a smart landlord now would accommodate a good tenant and meet the market.
Okay, then. Well, thank you for that.
Do you have any idea that when you... It's a good point that Rob made. When you took out the initial lease, whether what you were paying was around about the average for that type of property in whatever area you are in? Did you get a feel for that at the time?
Well, it wasn't low when I first took the lease out, but it seems to be going up quite often, and other people in the area that I ask, their rents don't seem to be going up as often. They don't seem to be going up, some of them at all.
Well, look, I would, Gemma, I would look at your rent and do a bit of a market analysis, and you can do that very easily. Just get on to rewa.com.au, have a look on there at the rentals that are there, and see what the market rental in your area is and comparable properties, and then you can assess and say, okay, look, my rent's probably $20 too much, $50 too much, or it's spot on.
And don't forget that it's not calling anyone's bluff, it's just being businesslike, and if they don't come to the party, it's not as if there's a shortage of rental properties out there, Gemma, you'd be into it straight away.
Right then, thank you very
much. Thanks, Gemma, good on you. Let's go to Tom at Midland. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, good morning, fellas, how are you?
Good.
We're great, how can we help you?
Yeah, look, not quite sure what to do, but renting a place and it's got no smoke detectors. They're supposed to have smoke detectors wired in these days.
Against the law, that's right, they most definitely are. Yeah, that came in 2010, I think it was, and there's been plenty of time for them to rectify that. All landlords are required to have the residual current devices and smoke alarms appropriately fitted as per the legislation, and the best way for them to do that is get a qualified electrician in there and get an electrical clearance certificate. So, yes, they certainly should have the smoke alarms.
Right.
So you're renting, right, Tom?
You're renting privately, I imagine?
No, it's through a real estate agent.
So, okay, well, that's somewhat alarming. Yeah. Pardon the pun.
I didn't even realise it when I moved in. It's not till after I've moved in, and I'm thinking to myself, hang on, there's nothing in the ceilings in the kitchen.
It might have flown under the radar. Have you spoken to your real estate agent?
Well, it may not be in the ceiling of the kitchen. It might be in the hallway, because sometimes the kitchen's not the best place. You burn your toast and away she goes. So you may find, have a good look there, that there are actually smoke alarms there. But if there's not, then usually most real estate offices are open Saturday morning. I'll be giving them a ring right now. So that's the first thing they can get onto Monday morning.
And get it sorted out.
Their landlord, yes.
Yeah, and plumbing, like the plumbing and the shower doesn't drain properly, and so it builds up to about 3 inches deep by the time you finish your shower. But the pipes outside go nowhere, they just run onto the ground.
Well, that's not very good plumbing. I shouldn't be laughing. It's terrible. It should be plumbed in appropriately.
Who's responsible? Is it the landlord or the tenant for plumbing?
Well, it's only really the tenant's responsible for plumbing.
There could be an argument there that the tenant has clogged up the plumbing
exactly,
over a period of time. Yeah.
Yeah, if the tenant's clogged it up. But if it's just running straight out into the backyard, well, that's not that wouldn't be certified and appropriate plumbing for the property, and could be a health issue as well. So I'd certainly be getting on to them that. And the best thing to do is put it in writing to them. Obviously, speak to the property manager straight away, put it in writing. There's an obligation of a landlord to make sure that, as we discussed earlier in the program, to make sure the property is safe. Plumbing is an important issue, and that doesn't quite sound right to me. That it would there might be some overflow, but certainly all of the water discharge from the shower shouldn't be just going into the garden.
No,
you can actually see the pipes on top of the ground, and that's where they end.
Okay, so it was Dodgy Brothers Plumbing.
Yeah, for sure.
Back in the 60s, maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
So a few issues there. Put it in writing and get straight on to your managing agent, because those things should be rectified.
Good on you, Tom.
Thanks for your help.
Mate. No, you're more than welcome. That's what this show is all about. We're here to help. 922 118 82 is the number, and we've got room on the board for you. Give Gemma a call now, and she'll pop you up pretty much straight away. And, of course, you're in the running for the $100 cash today from summitprojects.com.au. And Quinton Lau's here from Summit Projects, Division of Summit Homes, to answer your question about redeveloping that block of yours. Give him a call, and he'll dispense his knowledge gained over, 17-year period at Summit Homes, Quinton?
Yes. Extremely long period of time. But having said that, we've had an extremely good run in terms of property development. We've seen a lot of rezoning in areas, we've seen a lot of downsizing occurring, and we've seen with property prices obviously inflating, we have seen a lot of our clients where they may have blocks at the rear where they could actually develop and pass the house to their children.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
And for blocks which cannot be subdivided, we've also got the option of building granny flats.
Silly question, but I'll ask it anyway. If someone is in a situation where they're not quite sure what to do and they need your advice, I presume it's a free consultation?
That is correct. Mm. Basically, a free call. Give us a call. What I can do is I can actually analyse the zoning of the property. Mm. I can also look at the potential yield. Mm. And as I mentioned earlier, apart from the potential yield, we should also look at the optimum yield. One thing that people need to be aware of is maximising the potential of the block might not necessarily mean maximising return.
So do you find a lot of people, the majority of people, just after you've given them your advice and they say, yeah, you're the best game in town, so we're happy to go with you, hand it straight over, you do the whole lot, and of course, so what do they pay you a percentage of any sale of the property later on? How do you make a buck?
So basically, we are, Summit Homes Group is a building company. So we would provide the design service, the project management service at no cost on the basis that we get a building contract.
Yeah, okay. Right, okay. Mm. Well, that's fair enough.
That makes sense, and it sure it's one stop shop.
That is correct, yes.
Okay, Peter, we'll talk to you soon.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Since 1982, they've played 34 full series. Queensland have won 19, New South Wales have won 13, and there's been two series draws.
Holden State of Origin 35 is coming to 9Gem.
It all kicks off at ANZ Stadium in Sydney on June 1. And thanks to Channel 9, you could be there with a friend in gold reserve seating.
Scrub up on your league knowledge and listen to the sports quiz in Sports Today for your chance to be in the scrum for the tickets.
Holden State of Origin 35 is coming to 9Gem.
882 6PR.
Due to circumstances beyond their control, like breakdown of families and violence in the home, some young people find themselves with nowhere to go. The longer they're out there, the more certain their future becomes, and the harder it is to break the cycle of homelessness. Help the Salvation Army change a life before it becomes a lifetime. Call 13SALVOS to donate to the Red Shield Appeal and help end homelessness now.
City Toyota,
City Toyota. City Toyota is all about the added touches. I got a free tank of fuel with my new car, and they even paired my phone to hands-free. They also offered Toyota finance to help me upgrade and kept me covered with Toyota insurance once I drove it out of the dealership.
You get more at City Toyota. citytoyota.net.au.
City Toyota. City Toyota.
Deal 12195.
Hi, I'm Nat from Subpro Realty, here to give you an advantage over other property investors. Have you ever thought of buying an investment property? Want to build on your existing portfolio or complete a development? Our skilled buyers agents at Subpro Realty can help you achieve your property goals. We research, inspect and negotiate on your behalf to get you the best deal. If you want an edge, contact subpro.com.au. Your property, our passion.
For totally the best brands, value and service nationwide, rush into Totally Workwear. You'll find all the big brands like King G, Hard Yakka, Steel Blue, Stubbies, Blunston's and more. At Totally Workwear, you'll always get the best value and quality, which is totally awesome. And with over 60 stores across Australia, you'll always get totally local knowledge as well. So head into Totally Workwear today. Belmont, Canningvale, Joondalup, Malaga, Midland, Mount Hawthorn, Rockingham, Success and Victoria Park. Totally Workwear. Get what you want and get back to work.
G'day, Andrew here from Pestrel. How many of you are aware there could be dirty rats, mice running around in your ceilings, wall cavities or even open spaces? Well, we've sold tens of thousands of our very popular Pestrel Rodent Free to people who have had rodents or those who wanted to make sure they never do. It's a plug-in device that uses advanced technologies to rid your home of rats, mice and even helps with the control of cockroaches, sending a pulse through your wiring that only rodents can hear. They have to escape. It's safe around your family and pets. There's no chemicals, no traps and no fuss. You'll have protection 24/7. It comes with a 2-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Order your Pestrel Rodent Free now for only $119 with free delivery if you call 1-800-33-8888. That's 1-800-33-8888 or pop online at pestrel.com.au. Pestrol is Australia's most trusted supplier of do-it-yourself pest control products. Pestrol.com.au.
Got a real estate question? Call now, 922-11-882.
Good advice, get in really early because we've got a bit of a bank up now. Peter of Netherlands, you are next. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Harvey. I just want to check with Rob.
Yes.
That I have never owned a house myself.
Right.
Yet when my parents died and I... my brother wanted half his share of the house, so I had to share the sell the house. And I wanted to know, to Rob or you, and what would I be entitled to? Because I want to build a small little unit, granny type flat out of
yes.
back of a friend's place. And am I entitled to first home
buyers? It's a very good question, Peter.
I'm very confused about it.
I've got a feeling you might still be.
Have you ever owned a property before?
No.
You're eligible.
And the house that you inherited, you sold straight away and never lived in it?
No.
Okay, then I think you're right.
No, when you say I lived in it, till up to Mum died and my brother wanted his half of the house and I sold it, yeah?
Yeah, but that's right. So, look, I think you will have an opportunity. The best thing, of course, is to talk to Department of Commerce about it.
State revenue?
State revenue, really, isn't it? Yes. State revenue about it. Because they really distribute the first home buyers grant, don't they?
You wouldn't have their phone number, mate, would you?
We can see if we can find it for you.
What's it called? The Office of State Revenue.
Office of State Revenue.
I would have a chat to them on Monday and see. There is a concession for first home buyers if they've owned an investment property and they have never lived in a property themselves because it's about owner-occupier. And in this situation, you've inherited a property, you've sold it straight away.
I sold the property,
it wasn't your principal residence. So you may very well qualify. The best thing is to talk to Office of State Revenue. They have a fact sheet, but that'll take a few hours to read and so on. Best thing is to give them a call on their advice line, which we'll see if we can find here for you, and explain the situation to them. And then, of course, you can always make an application, but it would be nice to know up front.
It's a little bit tricky, this one, isn't it?
Yeah, have you got a pen, Peter?
No.
Have you got a pen there?
Have you got a pen?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. If you've got a pen, I'll give you the number to call on Monday first thing. Yeah. You know, and there now. It is
9262 1400.
Office of State Revenue. They will they'll set you right, mate. They open up 8 o'clock on Monday morning.
Do they? Because I'm getting all these confused answers. Some say I'm not. He went to a real estate bloke and he wasn't sure,
No, well, they'll be able to tell you.
The Office of State Revenue will be able to tell you, and then, you potentially will be available for, if it's a new property, the $10,000 grant, and if it's a established property, you don't get the $10,000 or any amount there, but you will get some stamp duty relief if it's a purchase under $430,000 or between $430,000 and $530,000.
Good on you, Pete. Good luck with that one. Let's head to Kim of Mount Nasura. Hello, Kim.
Oh, good morning, men. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm actually calling from Melbourne. We've moved to Melbourne and we own a property still in Mount Nasura.
Right.
The problem is to subdivide or not. So the property was built in the 60s. There are currently no plans held with the City Council. It's a 3x1. We've spent a significant amount renovating the inside. And the first question is, how much would adding a bathroom to the price in the current market of that 3x1 in Mount Nasura on an 1,100 square block?
Okay. Look, probably not more than the cost, I would think, at the moment.
Okay.
And... the first question, and I'm sure Quentin's going to back us up here, would be to see the potential to subdivide there. And if you can subdivide and retain the house, then that would probably be the best scenario.
I guess what we need to look at is the condition of the house. Obviously, if the house is in a fairly, poor condition or where quite a significant amount needs to be spent to upgrade it, then it may actually be better to actually demolish and to undertake a complete redevelopment.
Thanks, Clint. Yeah, as I said,
but I think you've spent a bit on it, haven't you?
Yeah, we've moved walls. We've spent probably $60,000 to $70,000.
Okay, well, that answers that question. We're going to retain the house.
Yeah, we're retaining the house. We've had it surveyed.
Yep.
We're on a flat block. We've had it surveyed. We've done our due diligence on it. So we will subdivide.
Yes.
It's just that we wanted to leverage off the front property in this market, you know, having it revalued and having the bathroom put on. We just wanted to know how
turns
much.
Turns it to a 3x2.
Yes, yeah.
What sort of value were you anticipating as it is at the moment for the front house?
So
is it a corner site or a...
No, it's not.
So it'll be like a battle axe development, yep.
Yeah, it will be, yeah. It's 1,100 square, just on. Yeah, it's great. It's sensational. And in a great area. And so we're looking at probably thinking 400, which is around what I paid for it, because we bought it back in, I think it was 2005.
Oh, that's good, and before the market really started to move.
Yeah, and it looks $1 million. It's an old Italian house. It's brilliant. Good bricks and mortar, you know, it's good.
The cost of putting on a bathroom,
yes.
What do you think, Quinn? That would cost...
Because my area of speciality is not
30,000 easily.
I would say it will be more than 30,000.
Yeah.
My area of speciality is obviously not in renovations or home improvements.
Of course.
But
yep.
I would just as a rough guess, I would say it will be more than 50,000. It could be maybe around that 50,000 mark.
Depends if you can use the existing roof line and all these factors. But I'm not sure it would add that much value to the property.
Right.
You're in, and the reason being that if you're talking about 400, you're in a very affordable price range. You want to keep it in that affordable price range. That makes it a lot more saleable if you're thinking of selling.
That's great. That's great. You've answered my questions in relation to the bathroom and to the subdivision. So
that's
great. And Yes, and we'll call you.
And have you bought in Melbourne or are you renting there?
Look, that's why I've turned my thoughts back to Perth, because Melbourne's insane.
We're
living in Essendon at the moment.
It's hot, and, isn't it? Sizzling hot.
Let me tell you, where we are in Essendon, I think the rental clearance rate a few months back was close on 100%. The auction clearance rate was close on... Yeah, it's insane. I go to auction after auction. It's ridiculous.
Totally different from Perth. Amazing, isn't it?
We look forward to you coming back, Kim.
Thanks a lot.
Good on you. Take care. Thanks for your call. We appreciate that. That's our long distance call of the day today. Phil of Dianella will be next.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
It's Chris Elsley. Coming up on Perth Tonight, we'll be joined by Dr. Frank Lippman, the author of 10 Reasons You Feel Old and Get Fat. Also, we'll cross to the first night of trading at the revamped Guildford Hotel. We'll be joined by Dr. Joe Kostrich, our Perth Tonight GP, talking insurance with Ron Fitzgerald, finance with Nick Bruning, and Ben Aylett and Carolee Katsimbanis will be in for their regular segments.
Perth Tonight with Chris Elsley. Back Monday night from 8 on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Right now at Masters. Don't miss 25% off all laminate flooring. That's right, 25% off. A huge range of colours and finishes, a wide variety of widths and lengths, thicknesses from 7 to 12 mil, and prices all 25% off. It's easy to install with a simple drop, lock and click system, and once laid, you can walk on it straight away. At 25% off, floor a room for as little as $8.95 a square metre. So hurry, offer ends Wednesday 25th of May, only at Masters.
When I grow up, I want to be a Parkland Mazda.
Calling all weekend drivers. Parkland Mazda wants you to swing by and lock down an outstanding end of financial year deal. We have huge offers on new Mazda 2, Mazda 3, Mazda 6, CX-5 and VT50. Get lower driveway prices, free added extras as standard, and massive end of financial year bonuses across the range. Get in early to lock down your first choice of colour and model at Perth's favourite Mazda dealer, Parkland Mazda. Open till 1 p.m. Saturdays. DL12942.
More good news from the Billbusters at 50upclub.com. The club was recently able to secure discount offers for the over 50s on home and contents, car and travel insurance. And the campaign has been so successful that these three special offers have been extended. So you haven't missed out, but you'll need to act now. If you're over 50, head to 50upclub.com to see all the details and if you're paying too much for your insurance. 50 Up Club was created to help consumers 50 and over get the discounts and special offers they deserve, so join today. There's no obligation and almost 200,000 members cannot be wrong. Visit 50upclub.com today to to see if you can save. Terms and conditions apply to these discount offers. See 50upclub.com for all the details.
Come to Australia's home of craft, the Craft and Quilt Fair. Shop, learn, make and be inspired. See amazing displays of quilts, embroidery, fantasy fashion, fabric printing and felt making. Discover new ideas in more than 70 hands-on workshops and expert talks daily. And find all the fabrics, paper, thread, beads, tools and gadgets you need to get creating. The Craft and Quilt Fair, on now till Sunday, Perth Convention and Exhibition Centre. Buy tickets now at craftevents.com.au. It's only once a year. Don't miss it.
In the Weekend West.
Robbie's fight, ravaged by a killer bacteria at only 5.5 months of age. This little Perth boy lost both his arms and his legs. Now, for the first time, his parents are sharing their courageous story in the hope it will save others. This is the story no parent can afford to miss. An exclusive report by Cathy O'Leary.
Only in the Weekend West.
We can fit, stand and deliver.
For the latest designs and package prices, visit your nearest showroom today or download the current catalogue at doorsplus.com.au.
Doors Plus, no fuss.
Selling or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
Up till 10 o'clock, and that's fast approaching. Then it's the news. Then it's Saturday morning at the football. Glenn Jakovich, Kim Hagdorn, and Peter Vlahos will be your panel today. G'day, Glenn. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Harvey. Great to be on the program. We've got a shortened program. We finish at 11:40. We go straight into the Collingwood.
I don't think you're plugged in, mate. Can you plug that thing in there? This. That one. Come on, Susie. Susie didn't plug you back in. How's that?
How's that, Harvey? Am I back? Yes. Okay. We've got a shortened program. We finish 11:40. We'll go straight into the Collingwood game. So plenty to talk about. Our two games, our two local teams. So we go straight into the Eagles, into the Dockers tonight. Much-needed win for the Dockers. Can they break their duck? We'll be talking to an Eagles assistant
duck
live.
Duck being the operative word tonight.
Yes. Talking to an Eagles assistant direct from Adelaide live v West Coast Port Adelaide and their woes away. Hopefully this is their game that they can get back-to-back wins, get an away win, get the monkey off the back, but more importantly start to consolidate. They can go into sixth spot after today, knowing that Hawthorne lost last night. All lines will be open to our listeners to call in, but what an epic last night with the Hawks, and they were just very unlucky in the end, but grand final-like, so we'll be talking the wrap-up of last night.
We were very lucky to win three games by 3 points, mate. So
no luck involved. You make your own luck, Harvey, especially in football.
There you go. All right, Miss Todgy, I reckon that was the difference last night. Thanks, Jacko. Looking forward to Saturday morning at the footy after 10. Got time probably for just one more call, actually, and that is Phil of Dianella. G'day, Phil.
G'day, Harvey. How are you?
Good, mate.
I've got a question. My wife and I bought a corner property in Dianella, and there was a big, big tree on the corner. It's a corner block. We're building a new house, and the tree is partially on our land. We want to put a brick wall through it. We just want to know what is the general rule of thumb? Can the Shire makers keep it, or can we remove it if we plant another tree in its place? My dad's about a 30-year-old tree.
First thing to do is talk to the Shire, and that your city of Stirling there, Dianella?
Yeah.
And the city of Stirling got a very strong tree policy at the moment, and those owners through Innaloo would have seen that last Saturday morning. They were out planting all the trees, which looked great, and they have, what I understand, a register of all of the trees in the city. In fact, they did a full audit right through city of Stirling and then come up with a value for the value of their trees, but anyway, which is quite a lot of money. So I think they're very much onto it, and they don't like residents just taking out trees, particularly on verges without...
Yeah, but if it's on the residence property, though.
Yeah, is it like you were saying, is it on both, is it? It's sort of like partially on yours and partially... Yeah, it's right on the boundary.
About an eighth of it's on our property.
Yeah,
big,
okay.
Big tree.
Okay,
I could say
is talk to City of Stirling and see what their view is on it. They may very well say, yep, fine, you can take it out, and then they'll replant the tree. I'm really not sure until you have a chat to them and see whether it's on their register and how they see it. It's an interesting one because I see where you're coming from because it is partially on your boundary. So whether that changes the circumstances, it's obviously very clear if it's on your boundary or it's on the verge, it's a clear situation, but when it's right in the middle there, and if that's affecting you, have you got approval for your wall?
Well, Well, we partially put a wall up, and we're just trying to decide the best way to tackle it with the Shire. And I just thought maybe I might be a bully about it, but I just thought there might be a generic rule out there that if a tree protrudes into your property, I mean, I would suggest it was never planted by the Shire to start with. Otherwise, I'm sure they would have just put it on their land.
Correct. I would have thought so too.
You know, I think we'd have some sort of recourse.
Probably do. You probably do. Mm. And if you're putting a wall up, you'll need council approval for that anyway, so you really need to get it resolved. Look, I would be ringing and discussing it with them. And if you've got an update, give us a call next week. We'd be interested to hear what the response is. It's an interesting question.
It might take a bit long.
Yeah, it might.
Good on you, Phil. Thanks for waiting, mate. And great questions. You had some terrific questions today.
We have. Some very varied questions.
And by a short half head in racing parliament, Martin of Bateman is our winner today. So Martin asked a subdivision question.
He brought up the very good issue of the concessions. Yes. Interesting.
And it was a very good question. And, of course, Quinton here was able to answer that because he's an expert in the field from Summit Project, summitprojects.com.au. And thank you very much to him, to Martin and everybody else. You've got $100 now thanks to summitprojects.com.au, Martin, so I hope that helps over the weekend. Quinton, just very quickly, how do we get in touch with you at Summit Projects?
Basically, you can call up the Summit Homes Group number, which is 9317 0100, or you can contact me directly on 9317 0225.
Well, thanks for coming in again at short notice, mate, and we'd love to have you on the program in the near future again if you're willing to come in.
Thank you. I definitely will.
We might give you a bit more notice next time. And Rob, not much on today with the weather, but what's happening?
No auctions today. No auctions of vacant land, thank goodness. Nowhere to hide on a vacant block. But I've got one tomorrow in Dianella for Mark Passmore, so looking forward to that. But business as usual. It'll be an interesting day.
A Shed First National in Double View. Thanks, mate. We'll see you next week.
Next week.
We shall look forward to it. Thanks to Gemma for producing the program. Stand by now for the news and Saturday morning at the footy.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.